Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe, and it's the 2nd of December, 2025, and we are progressing, and we are progressing toward the end of the year. It's quite very interesting to see, and also quite very interesting also to look at the records on how we came about, where are we, and also what we are doing now that will make us to reach the end of the year. So, some of you, we understand you are on your way to work. Some of you, you are going back home. And also some of you, you have already started with your holiday. We know it's festive season and safety out there. Safety is priority number one. Safety is priority number one. And make sure that whatever you do, wherever you go, plan your safety, plan your exit, know who to speak with. Don't drink into people's drinks without permission and all those things. So this is a platform. We'll continue to update you. We'll continue to give you content and context of business, especially this time from 1800 hours until 1900 hours when we speak about affairs of, domestic businesses and also things that we are doing at home that affect the way we do business. And also, you know, the point of argument has always been whatever the situation on the ground, we must do more than discussions. Whatever the situation on the ground, either is climate, either is security threat, either is unemployment, either is crime, we need to do more than discussions. So before we go to the main conversation for today, we always like to give you an update on what is happening around the world, what is happening in the continent of Africa, and we come back home to see what content of the conversation are we going to have today. But the news coming from that side of Guinea-Bissau, it was indicated that the delegation of ECOWAS to Guinea-Bissau did not reach.
Do you ever wonder why we have so many road rules? Like don't jaywalk, don't drink and drive, don't drive with underinflated tires, and don't speed. It's because we don't want you to put your life at risk. Don't become a statistic, don't become a headline. Be a responsible road user. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
To Guinea-Bissau did not reach the final conclusion, because as you understand that Guinea-Bissau went through a coup just days before official announcement of election results, where the military has taken over the civilian government, and ECOWAS being an institution that is charged with the responsibility to make sure that countries in that part of Africa, countries in in the western part of Africa, they come to order. ECOWAS is known to be Economic Community of West African State. Send a delegation to Guinea-Bissau just to speak with leaders of the junta. Your military government is called the junta. I don't know where it comes from, but they stated that the junta stated that it's open for discussion, but the point of returning the military government to civilian government is not yet there, because ECOWAS point of discussion is to indicate that President, the former president was or has to be reinstated, who was recently outset, but it seems like seems like ECOWAS, you know, effort not yet reaching the final conclusion, because at this point in time, the military which took over, and it's also indicated that the military has also appointed, the military has appointed former army chief of staff as the head of, you know, transition government, and also appointed cabinet. And, you know, the point of argument of retaining President Barlow to power, it seems like not reaching the conclusion yet, but we are yet to see the development out there. So in Namibia, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has appointed Modestus Amtse as a Minister of Industry, Mines and Energy. And, you know, in life and in politics, it's very interesting to say in politics you can die nine times, but you are going to be counted how many times you are going to wake up. But they are saying in politics you must have many lives, and that is how you see people come back after, you know, you may say you are ahead of somebody, but tomorrow politics can elevate that person. Because Modestus Amtse, being an author and also former councillor, he served as a deputy minister of information, communication and technology under you know, Honorable Emma Theophilus. And now he's back, and this time he's a full minister of industry, mines and energy. And it seems like Mem Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the president of the Republic of Namibia, has made a decision to appoint Modestus Amtse as a Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy. It's a very critical ministry, particularly at this point in time. And it requires not only a technical expert, but it requires somebody who is very sharp and also understand how things are going. And also somebody who is, there is a word that is being used to say, a person must be incorruptible, a person must have strong principles, because when you are the head of that ministry, you are the head of the wealthy of the country. Minerals, mining, we speak about diamonds, speak about copper, speak about uranium, speak about oil and gas. That is the center of the ministry, and we hope and everybody wish that Modestus Amtse handle that you know, ministry with care and responsibility, to make sure that at the end of the day, Namibians are benefiting. Namibians are benefiting from those natural resources. And also, what is very interesting is also to look at what is that really the president wants, particularly when it's coming to national development, and align your vision with the mission of the presidency, and also where we want to go as a country. Because it's quite very interesting to realize, to say, when it comes to national developmental strategy, it requires everybody to move to that direction. That is the only way that we are going to impact development of Namibia. So the conversation for today, we are going to look at opportunities in December, particularly to the young people, because at this point in time, December is known to be a festive season, but to a young person, it's known to be just a month or a period of entertainment, enjoyment, and also meeting friends. But remember that when December comes, when we are in December, as we are in December right now, our problems that we have been facing for the past 11 months did not end. When entertainment comes, our challenges that we face out throughout the year did not end. Then what do we need to do? What do we need to do? We just enter a new season. We just enter a festive season. But that does not mean that the problems that Namibia have been facing are heading. So that's why we need to be very strategic enough to say, those who are looking for opportunities must continue to look for opportunities. Those who are busy doing business must continue doing business throughout December, because money does not sleep, and the time wasted is an income lost. Those who are busy planning must continue planning and also implement. where we are also having a festive season. And the point of argument today, we are going to jot out some of the opportunities out there in December, because there must always be a distinction between an opportunity grabber and an opportunist. And I was trying to research some of this concept to say, when you are speaking about an opportunist and an opportunity grabber, what is the difference? You know, when you speak about an opportunist, it's a person who take advantage of a moment and without looking at principles or morals. You look at the moment, you see a business deal, you move in, and you forget your morals. That is an opportunist. It can be in business, can be in politics or whatever. But an opportunity grabber is somebody who think and see opportunity, and also seize opportunities, but with principles. Principle, that is a distinction. That's why now in December, in this December, we are training you, or we are giving you information to say, grab opportunities. And when you are grabbing these opportunities, do not take advantage of them in a negative way. Then you will be called an opportunist. Plan and seize those opportunities. Because December, everybody is happy. There are garbages out there, there are bottles out there, and those who see opportunities, they see money. But those who don't see opportunity, when they look at things that are not used anymore, they look at them as things which are defying the environment. But those who did recycling understand that that is opportunity, that is money. Because in December, everybody is happy, and money can flow if you open your eyes very well. Just offer to clean somebody's clothes. You are a young person, you don't have any job. Offer to clean somebody's clothes. Offer to arrange somebody's room or somebody's flat. Be a cleaner in December if you really want opportunities. Do something. Your uncle has a bar, has a market, open market. You go to the north, you go to wherever. You are busy dancing with the big boys. The big boys are dancing because the big boys have money. But you, January, when January comes, it comes with its miseries. It comes with its dryness. It's come with its challenges. But you are also dancing like you have a consistent amount of money. That's why we are always indicating to our young people to say, we are in December in a festive season. Yes, we are going to meet friends, but be an opportunity grabber. Look, even networking is also part of opportunity grabbing. But we do not do these things. We do not do these things because we want to move with the crowd. That's why today at Business and Economics segment, we are going to jot down, particularly after 10 minutes, we are going to jot down what are some of the key things that a young person can do, and ordinary adults can also do, especially in this December, to make sure that by the time January comes, with its miseries, with its dryness, you have coins, you have something to grab on, and you are also moving forward. Number one, the first wealth that I did not know is the network, is the power of networking, to say, take this opportunity and talk to people. And what is very interesting is that we were not taught how to talk to people. Take an opportunity to talk to people. At any point in time, if you go to Okahau, if you go to Enana, if you go to Kierman Shop, if you go to Ruderich, at any point in time in December festive season, 100 people come from different areas, coming together with different experience, with different education, with different experience of life, with different stages in life. But you know what? We don't use that opportunity. Why do you expect people to come and talk to you if it's you who want an opportunity? Professors, they are done marking, they are there. Lecturers are done marking, they are there. CEOs, they go out with their family members. They are there. Academicians are there. Business people are there. You go and network with them to enrich your mind, Not necessarily to say to grab any opportunity, but to enrich your mind. Because one thing which I like asking, especially if I meet a prominent person, I like asking these questions to say, comparing the years that you have been young and currently, what advice can you give to a young person at this point in time, particularly in Namibia? And you'll be shocked. And if you ask that question, the answers that you are going to get are going to build you. They are going to give you advice because these are the people who went through what you went through. These are the people who have seen life a thousand times. That's why I always, follow, the theory or the advice which says that if you want real advice, learn from somebody who failed many times. Even if that person does not succeed, you can learn from him because these are the people who have power to advise you. Don't learn from somebody who have always been winning because those people do not know life. And it's actually very interesting when we are growing up, we realize to say, yes, we were taught to praise those who are winning. But the very important thing of life is that you must learn from those who build from failure. Somebody who messed up, somebody who went to jail, somebody who lost the political battle, for example, but came back, somebody who succeeded in entertainment or anyway, somebody who came from behind and also went on top. These are the people with experience. That's why the first point that you need to do, take a list. Take a list and write, especially the youth and also adults. You take a list and also write, who do I want to meet in December? Because as Namibian, we must stop this thing of looking at the person and you are looking at money. We forget the main thing. Imagine I've been at the village, for example, for 20 years. Then when I see people coming from this side of the red line or people are coming in December, I see money, I want them to give me money, which is a very good thing. But can I even ask to learn how to maintain that fundings? Can I even ask to learn how to maintain that funding? And the other thing that we do, we ask people to give us opportunities, but we don't ask for wisdom to maintain those opportunities. You are asking somebody to give you a job, but you don't ask wisdom for you to maintain that job and become an expert in the area of the job that you are doing. So that is the fundamental point of departure, especially to the young people of Namibia. This December is full of opportunities and it's up to you. Are you going to be an opportunity grabber or you are going to be an opportunist? But at the end of the day, make sure that when it comes to networking, that should be your priority number one. Apart from networking, the second thing that we need to do is also planning, because December is a relaxing month to many people. You are knocking off all the burdens of the year and you are planning what to do next year or how to approach next year differently. It's a month of analysis, monitoring, and evaluation, assessment. And at this point in time, the second thing that you need to do is also assessment and planning about January. Plan by jotting down things, because there is a power of written words. Make sure that you write down all the things that you want to succeed in. You write down all the things that you did bad. You write down all the things that you want to buy in your small business. You write down 5 months goal to say, by January, I want to be the first year student at any university or at a certain college. I want to acquire these skills. I want to learn a certain language. I want to do this. It's a time for relaxing and planning. Because remember, okay, December, when it started now, you think we have a lot of days. By the time you wake up, you are in January. and it's become like a nightmare. That is how fast life is. Because if you want to understand how fast life is, just look at, you compare the morning to where you are now, the morning to the time that we are in now. Because every second is your growth. That is why we are saying December, the second point, apart from networking, is also planning. And do we know how to plan? And what is the relationship between planning and just writing? Because one thing which I have found out is that writing a very beautiful plan that you can never, you know, that you can never implement is just a dream. But to turn a dream to reality, we must also in making sure that although we have bigger plans, let us be real, you know, so let us make sure that we act within those, you know, smaller goals that we can achieve. We act within those smaller goals that we can achieve. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today, I'm speaking to young people. I want to speak to young people. What are you going to do in December? What is your plan? I know you are excited. What are you going to do? Some have already started. Chess must come out as we are going. Ladies and gentlemen, Majitas, let's go out and dance. But life is not ending in December. That is very interesting. What is very interesting is that it's not the end of the world on the 30th, on the 30th of December. We still have a game waiting for us, ahead of us. We still have poverty that we need to face on. We still have a housing crisis in Namibia that we need to face on. We still have a gap between policy planning and implementation in Namibia. And we still have a bloated public sector that need to be addressed. We still have food insecurity that we need to work on. That's why, as young people of our generation, we must make sure that December must be a month of relaxing and reboosting, and also strategically plan ahead. And that is the only way that we will be able to be positive contributors to national development. Yeah, we are moving forward with the business and economic segment. We are looking at what young people can do, especially during the festive season. And I want you to think ahead. I want you to think ahead and look at how the story is going to be in January. One of the stories will go like this. In December, we meet David, we meet Emanuela, we meet Susanna, Natasha, and we drank the whole night, and it was lit until to the point somebody passed out. That is a story which look youthful, but it's a waste of dreams, it's a waste of energy, and there is nothing good that can come from consistency over enjoyment. I'm not saying people should not go and enjoy. Everybody does that. We do that. But over enjoyment to the point where you forget yourself, to the point where you forget that there is tomorrow, that is a wasting of you know, energy, and can also be paid back in the future, especially by us young people, because the same event that you went to, Susanna took two club shadis. People don't drink club shadis anymore. Maybe two brutal fruits. But Susanna made sure that from that event, from that wedding, from that birthday party, she met her next supervisor. She met her next employer. She met her next business partner. Maybe her husband too. But you only have one story that is coming. It's the same event, same festive season, people of the same age, but a different mentality and different intention. That's why we need to make sure that we are intentional about doing things. We are intentional about networking, and we are also intentional about where we want to get into. There was one guy I met, this well-known, you know, executive, and one thing that I learned from him, one thing that I learned from him is that he made sure that whatever the changes within the schedule, he has to be busy doing something. If he is waiting for you to attend a meeting and you are late, instead of him complaining about you not showing up on time, he has to think about in the next 15 minutes, what is that that he's going to do apart from complaining of him scheduling that. That's why I want you at this festive season to also be an opportunity taker, but not an opportunist. Make sure that wherever you are finding yourself, yes, you are enjoying December, but you're also learning. You are enjoying December, but at the same time, you're also networking. People are very happy there, but you meet all kinds of people. And also men, especially young men, instead of debating about basic things, let us elevate the conversations to opportunities. You cannot brag about how many alcohol you can buy in this economy if you cannot point one opportunity that you created, one connection that you have made, one network that you have given other people opportunity. Because in Namibia is the only place where you find both poor people, one a bit advanced, fighting to outcompete another person. It's not the time to go out to bars and saying you have money. It's not the first, it's not the time. It's the time to make connection. Give the people opportunity that you are bragging with. Give people opportunity so that you'll be somebody to say you created one or two things. Yeah, the other thing that we are elevating into this conversation to say, what are those things that the young people need to do, especially at this festive season, particularly in terms of getting, opportunities. We have indicated that there are businesses that are seasonal. There are businesses that are seasonal. Sell. Some people are selling ice blocks at tournaments. Some people are selling, they have stands. Do that. Go to that event, go to that tournament, pay the stand and sell. Continue business while you're also enjoying yourself. That is also a good opportunity to network. The other thing is also support community events. So when you are supporting community events, it can be an organization within a community. It can be elders. Because there's always something that you can learn, that you can appreciate. Because remember, there's a lot of things that we can do without money, such as volunteering, such as screening a house of an elder. Yeah, and the other thing that need to be done is also sport is also part of business. People don't just enter into sport like that. It's a community tournament. You make sure that you put in the money, bet on the sporting, and compete. You are exercising and you are making money at the same time. Because when January comes, we have opportunities. Now, what are the mistakes that young people do, that we do actually as young people in festive season? We misinterpret festive season that it's time to get wasted. We misinterpret festive season that, it's time to finish all the drinks from the bar. We misinterpret the first season to indicate that it's time to wake up where you don't plan to wake up. Somebody go on Monday, then you come back after 2 weeks with different clothes, with a different history, with a different phone, and speaking a different voice based on the situation that you are into. So that's why today at Business and Economic Segment, we would like to create a platform. We would like to create a discussion that does not only speak about business, but also speak about opportunities, creating a platform that we elevated discussions to say, no, enough is enough. Do you know how much you consume in December? If you just have to put that into in terms of the value of money, do you know how much your auntie, your uncle can buy for you just to be happy at that moment? But if you translate those money into one family meeting that is productive, one family meeting that is speaking about business, one family meeting that is speaking about starting a trust or a fund to assist each other throughout the year, not to say send 50, send 100, somebody, a person or somebody is in a critical condition, that would mean a lot. That would mean a lot. That's why today at the business and economic segment, we are indicating to say it's also not a time to evaluate and plan for next year. Because when you look at statistics, statistics have never changed to good. The trend of unemployment since 2020 have never changed. It has increased. We are beyond 30. We are beyond 40. We are beyond 43. We are 44.4% of youth unemployment in Namibia. The price of electricity did not change. And we have been discussing this, especially when we see the increment in terms of the fuel price, to say there is no sustainability. There is no sustainability in terms of fuel. Now, all of these things that I spoke about have an impact on the economy of the country. On top of that, we do not have time to waste. We have time to communicate. We have time to network. And we do not have time to waste as young people. We can do better. We can do better during December festive season. We can party happily, strategically. We can party happily with a good intention. I gave an example of a lady who got to a party, but meet her future husband, meet her future employer, meet her next supervisor of her thesis, and they drank, let me say, 3 Brutra fruits. But you went there, you don't know people's names, then you go with 26 packs of Savannah Dry or Savannah Light. What did they do to you? And I've seen this in life, especially from people of my generation, to say we can go to the same place, maybe with the same amount of money, but the value that person will bring. And I feel so inspired, the value that person will bring from that, space is so valuable, so long term. And that person will come to you, David, you know, the other person that I met at that wedding, because you were just busy most dancing and instead of being strategic about where you are. The person I met is working somewhere, and also gave me a template of a certain project I should do, and also connect me to another person. The same person also offered to assist me in terms of mentorship. And it's also the same wedding too that we went to. I also met my future wife. The same wedding that we went to, I also, got the short course that I would study. And guess what? Everything is moving forward. But the next person, me, my memories, happiness, dancing, and nothing. That's why we are indicating to say, we are not saying you should go and start the business in December. We are not saying that you also need to rest. We understand, particularly the young people. But you must be intentional. If you go to a place, yes, you can enjoy yourself. But to that extent, you don't know your name. To that extent, you don't know where home is. Because there are also a lot of tests. People test you. How can you control yourself in a difficult situation? If you can't control yourself, which is the first point of every person, if you can't control yourself, how are you going to control what that person is willing to offer you, such as opportunities, such as projects? And yeah, the other thing is also a year of looking for advice. It's a year of those who have mentors, so a year of going to your mentor, or a year of finding a mentor to say there are things which you have done throughout the year that you are very happy with. And also appreciate, because one of the things that I also learned recently is that networking is good, but appreciating a person who give you opportunity, appreciating also somebody who gave you an advice at work. You get somebody's advice, you start running and start boasting. What if you could have gotten more advice if you can just go back to say, Chief, you know what you told me? I was in debt. But you taught me a very good financial lesson on how to advise and saving. Now I'm doing better. And this is my appreciation. Can I come more for advice? That is how things should work like. Because December should be used very well. Because remember, we just started. And tomorrow is already the 3rd. And after tomorrow is Thursday. The weekend is already out. Then you find yourself in January. But what we are indicating, especially to the young people of Namibia, is that let us be intentional. What do you mean by be intentional? Let us use every minute that we have. Let us, you know, evaluate our progress and also maybe change strategies. Maybe change strategies. If something is not working and you have really tried to work so hard, change the strategy, not the goalpost. Change the strategy and it's not the goalpost. If something is not working, that is life. You have worked hard, you are in December. That is an achievement. Situations are very tough, but you know what you can do. And you cannot afford to be wasted the whole 30 days. 30 days are a lot. I know you will never be in this December, in the next December. But how can you make it useful? How can you make it useful? And also, apart from, you know, opportunities, apart from opportunities, it's also the time for, you know, meeting and connecting and bonding with family members. Some people they never met, or some people they've been away for 2 years. Some people they've been away for the whole year. And you actually do not know that a person can change, you know, within 2 months that you have never seen that person. A lot of things have changed. Perspective and perspective about you have also changed. And also about things. That's why it's time to sit down and iron out things. Iron out things that, you know, need to be ironed out. And also see what other things can you do. Because the very dangerous thing is to assume without knowing. That is a very dangerous thing, is to assume that a person is like what? Without you knowing. But how will you know? You can only know by speaking to a person. Because there's always an indication to say, human relation is something that is variable, but need to be something that you need to continue learning every day. Because at any point in time, you have millions of personalities on this earth. And you will not really assume that every person is like any other person that you are dealing with. That's why it's always very important, especially in this December, when you are reboosting, when you are planning ahead, when you are strategically networking, when you are strategically attending those weddings with a good intention. Because the same event that you go to, the other person will come out with 5 things and you only come up with memories of happiness. You can watch the 10th, you are looking at food, another person is looking at his future wife and his future business partner. You are in the same 10th, you are in the same wedding, you are wearing the same suit. You may even have a lot of money, but the intention and the long-term thinking of an individual that you are with, it's not the same as you are. That's why today at Business and Economics segment, we are indicating to say, young people, we must also learn how to open our eyes. You are attending Kasi Vibe. Somebody is looking at alcohol. Somebody is looking at ladies. Somebody is looking at who is the owner of this car stand. I like the design of this car stand. I need to talk business with this person. Somebody is looking at a beautiful shoe. Somebody wants to steal it, but the other person want to design it. You are at the same event, and you are looking at the same person, but the mind is not open the same. That's why we are indicating to say, especially young people this festive season in Namibia, it's more than na enjoyment. It's more than K December. It's more than as we are going. You know, it's more than we dance until night. It's a strategic moment that need to be utilized effectively. It's a moment that you can also go in with goals. It's a moment of networking. It's a moment of planning your studies next year. It's a moment of, you know, re-evaluating yourself. And it's also a moment of opening your eyes. another person is looking at, you are looking at somebody's business and you are inspired, which is a very good thing. Another person is looking at that business but is jealous. Who is going to be different in January? And us young people, we have this thing of, we love good things, we love good clothes, we love good cars, we love, you know, good, you know, beautiful properties and also gadgets. Instead of you looking at it and want it, why can't you think about designing it? Why can't you think about owning the factories of sugars instead of looking at 1 kg of sugar? What shortness in our thinking that we have that we really need to change? How short-sighted are we? And also, what can we do to make sure that we remove ourselves from that short-sightedness and we think ahead creatively, strategically, with a good intention? And at the center of that is the economy. At the center of that is business. How should I think in terms of business? How should I think in terms of the economy? What will I do differently in 2026 that I did not do? And it's also time to end some relationships. If the relationship never work, I'm not speaking about love relationship, I'm not an expert in that, honestly, but business relationship and also relationship with other form. When the burden of 2026 was not you, it's also time, the burden of 2025. If the burden of 2025 was not your initiation, it's time now to look at who was my burden in 2025. What can I do to work better with this person or to make sure that I move on? Because remember, And it's something which I learned when I'm growing up, to say, we started the same. Think about life this way. We started in kindergarten, the same squad. By the time we get in grade 4, some are nowhere to be seen. You have mixed. There are also those that you found on the way. Some are out of school already. Some, you know. By the time you get into grade 10, it's a completely different picture with a bit of that flavor. By the time you go to university or to college, it's a completely different picture with a little bit of flavor. By the time you go to postgraduate, it's a completely different picture. And that is how stages of life are. That is how stages of life are. And there's always this thing. And I think maybe when we are coming out of December, we also take it out. Every young person that you see, we understand things are very tough. And we know, because we are coming from there, we understand the situation that things are very... There's always this thing that when I meet among young people, which myself I'm part of, there's always this thing to say, no, somebody does not like me. Somebody is jealous of me. Somebody is speaking negative about me, and you know, somebody is my enemy, and you are reading this social media post, my enemies, let my enemies do what? Then you're asking yourself, who is the real enemy if everybody's speaking about enemies? Was that not the nature of life to say it's not fair? But it's also, you're also being unfair to others if you only see others enemies, because you in somebody's life, you're also an enemy. That's why we must move away from negative energy. We must move away from negative energy and look at how we can strategically network. Look at how we can strategically build relationship. And also look at how we can get contacts that can assist us in the future. Because there's always a saying to say, who you dream with as a say in the future of your kid. Who you invite to dinner has a say in the future of your kid. The circle that you are with has a say in your future. Look around you. How many people are you calling friends? Do you have friends or a cage? And how many of them you can be able to work together and achieve something tangible? Because if you do not have that, I'm not saying you must abandon your friends. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you need to evaluate. This is December. We need to evaluate those things. And yeah, while we have around 6 minutes, while we have around 6 minutes, it's also quite very interesting. Quite very interesting also to put in mind, especially those who go to universities and also those who are planning to study, to say next year, at a state that is on the table, to say next year education is free. And you must advise your cousins, advise your young ones, that next year education is free. And free education means free opportunity to study. And let us make sure that we are part of that transformation. And what does it mean when I say education is free? When education is free, let us now learn from those who went to school. Let us now, the generation of 2026, the first year of 2026, or the class of 2026, first year, should not repeat the mistakes that other people have done in the past, that we have done at universities. This is now a generation which is going to define Namibia in the next, 20 years or so, or 10 years or so. What does it mean when I say that? When I say the class of 2026 would define the future of Namibia, number one, you have a free tertiary education, you have emerging industries, then you have a completely different world from others. The Generation Z of this world is the one which is going to define too, the future of this country. That's why when you are studying, do your research. Study cybersecurity. Study oil and gas, not to be an assistant, but to be at the center of it. When study mineral law, when deals are being made, you are not bringing documents. You are the real thing. Study green hydrogen. Don't wait for upskillings. When opportunity present themselves, you are not there handling documents and files. You are at the engine of that. Your engineering must be aligned to solar energy, because that is where renewable, the world is moving toward renewable energy.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Renewable energy. Your academic education must incorporate intensive research on monitoring and evaluation, because that is where Namibia is lacking. Policy planning and implementation must be studied, you must study and practice it. And it's also now the time that we advise to say, when you are doing your honors degree, don't do it because of the pressure of time. When you are doing your thesis or master's thesis, it must address the current problems that Namibia is facing. It's now the high time that those who go to business school must provide solutions. Those who go to MBA's programs must provide solutions to our problems. Namibia business schools across institutions have been producing corporate leaders, but institutions, some are disappearing, some are not performing. they sponges in the boardroom, and you are asking yourself, what is the problem? Is it also now the time? It's also now the time for those who are doing research to make sure that they don't only do it for the sake of completing their degrees, but to solve Namibian problems. It's now the high time that those who go to medical school, they should not only go to medical school to become doctors, but they should go to medical school to make sure that at the end of the day, they contribute to the body of knowledge in terms of medicine. We expand to medical research with content and quality so that Namibian men and women, we should not debate about when are the medicine drugs coming. And we must expand. And there is no business discussion I will not mention the issue of toothpicks. We must come to the point to say no to toothpicks. Why should I have to pay US dollars for buying toothpicks? Why should I not make them myself? What is so difficult? For those of you who are studying, must make sure that when it comes to nuclear energy, they must go in that line. Because that is the only way, that's the only way that we are going to build our country. We will not build it based on assumptions. We will not build it based on saying we are going to build it instead of practically doing what is supposed to be done. So, dear listeners, it's a festive season. Let us enjoy strategically, party strategically, with the future in mind, because life is not ending in December. We have a long way to go. And what you see at that event will define your future. So thank you. And I'm leaving you in the good hands of Mtumwa.